The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Kim Sharoff from Long Beach, New York, and welcome to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 299 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is not Mickey Mouse, it's Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is not Minnie Mouse, but Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Hello, Michelle. By episode 300, you'll get it. You'll get it. How are you, Michael J?
Getting better.
Good. Well, we have a shout-out today, as usual, and it is to one of our listeners whose name is Terry Harrison, who has been walking and has just started doing some walk-run. So, Terry, congratulations, and we hope you get to keep it up. Good job.
And so we are at episode 299.
Wow, I remember when our little podcast was only on episode 12.
And as we get closer to a milestone show, we like to do very special shows. And when we do special shows, we have special people on. And the special person today is the person who is responsible for a lot of special things for Mickey Miles. And that person is Phil Vanderpool. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how's it going today? Thanks for having me back on.
Thank you for coming on.
You didn't say his name right. He has two L's in Phil.
Phil Vanderpool.
You didn't pronounce the second L.
It's actually Phil.
Phil. Hi, Phil.
I think he believed you, Phil.
Michelle, why don't you tell everyone why Phil is here?
Well, introduce our other guest.
We have another guest, and she's much prettier than Phil. Her name is Jennifer Hart-Leiston. I hope I spelled your name. I hope I said your name right. Leiston. Leiston. I was right the first time. And Jennifer's all the way in California. Phil is all the way in Florida. And so we've got a coast-to-coast connection here, and that might have something to do with what we're going to talk about today. So, Michelle, why don't you sort of set the stage?
Well, one thing I can tell you about Phil Vanderpool is that he's always up for creative and interesting ideas. And last year, to support Give Kids the World, he did something really, really cool. Phil, go ahead. You're on. What did you do last year?
Last year, I almost went crazy riding Stitch continuously from park open until park close. Did a really good job. We raised close to $2,000 for that event, just on the me riding the ride. So this year we said, well, we can do a lot better than that. And now we actually have a bi-coastal team of individuals who are going to be participating in a similar event from both Disneyland and Disney World. And we have chosen probably the worst ride you could possibly do this with, Small World.
That's a matter of opinion. So after you finished your therapy, being on Stitch, you came up with this idea. So one of the things that I know that you mentioned last year was that you had sort of unexpected guests join you. Maybe a little bit of expected, but you were planning on doing Stitch on your own, and you had some friends join you, and it made a difference, right?
It definitely did, yes. David Koch came, and instead of going to a couple events that he actually had scheduled and paid for tickets for, he sat in line with me and rode it for, I think he did about two and a half to 3 hours with me. Wow. And then came back at the end when I thought he was gone, just when I needed that extra little push. And so that's kind of what inspired the team event this year. Being that it is such a grueling thing to do the same ride continuously over and over and over again, and it puts a lot of mental stress on you. So we figure misery loves company, and it will actually be a lot smoother this year, or so we hope.
So before we bring Jennifer in, can you kind of walk us through what the day is going to be like and you know, what the fundraising for this is going to be like.
Sure, sure. So basically, this is all to support Give Kids the World. So without Give Kids the World, there'd be no reason to do this in the first place. So what we are doing is we are collecting donations. Each individual is who's participating, and we have about 11 on the East Coast, and we have 5 on the West Coast, is committing to their own amount of time. So some people are committing to, if you donate X amount of dollars, or if I collect X amount of dollars, I will ride for X amount of hours. Some people have just already committed to the full day. It's really it's up to the individual who is doing it. And so basically what's going to happen is people will show up at park open, and they will just ride continuously until they either can't stand it anymore, or they've fulfilled their commitment. And what's going to be unique about this is that we will actually have two teams, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, and we'll be able to not only encourage each other in the same teams that we're on, but we can also encourage the other teams to keep going, because California is obviously going to have a little rougher time than I think the East Coast is. So.
They are going to have a rougher time. Why is that?
I think it's the ride is technically longer, and the queue is outside.
It's also more interesting too. But so Jennifer, the middle part of your name is Heart, and I've known you for about a year now. You definitely have a lot of heart. So what made you decide that this would be something that you would want to jump on? A Phil Vanderpool extravaganza.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I've always wanted to do something like this, and when I saw Phil do it last year, I know I'm weird. When I saw Phil doing it last year, I was like, "That is so cool!" I was like, "I want to do that." And then when I heard about this, I was like, "Oh, we have Small World over here! I want to do it." I always thought it would be a roller coaster that I'd ride all day long. But since it's Small World, I was like, I'm all for it, and especially since Give Kids the World, just it means a lot to me, and I do pretty much anything for that charity.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you're somebody who just recently visited Orlando for the first time, right?
Yes. That's awesome.
So cool. So tell us what it's going to be like on the West Coast.
It's going to be hot. we're outside in the sun in the queue. I plan on bringing a huge umbrella. And like Phil said, the ride is longer. So, I don't know, we'll be in the cold air probably longer when we're inside.
Aww.
So that's a good change, but we'll have to be listening to the song. So.
And it's a longer ride.
Right.
Yeah.
But we do get to see some Disney characters in there. And
yeah.
And we have a few surprises planned, so look for on social media to see what we have going on. I'll be covering mostly Facebook and Periscope, and Marcy Holland has volunteered to keep everyone up to date on Instagram and Twitter. So
that's cool.
And that's a great point too. As far as social media, we are using the hashtag #SmallWorldChallenge. So if anybody wants to follow along and see how we're doing, there's multiple ways to do it, but all you have to do is follow that hashtag, and all of the various Instagram and Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts, they'll all map to there. So
Phil, are you going to be tweeting on Mickey Miles?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about the day starts, and you're going to walk over there, and you're just going to get in line and keep, are you going to take a lunch break? Are you going to allow yourself to go to the bathroom? What's it going to be? Are you going to take lunch on the boat? I mean, how does it work?
Well, I think there's no eating, drinking, smoking, or
flash
photography. That's true.
Please take your children firmly by the hand.
Yes. I know when I did Stitch last year, I had brought food with me. I had plotted out where the route from the bathroom was actually as soon as you got off of Stitch. I know at least on the East Coast, we're going to be stationed right by the Rapunzel bathrooms. And you do have Pinocchio's Village House there if you really need to eat something. But I would definitely recommend bringing food. And that brings up a good point of, what should you bring? A lot of the mistakes that I made last year was I basically lived off of peanut butter sandwiches and granola bars all day, and I really think that you need to add some variety to that and just kind of mix it up, because it after a while it is the little things that kind of keep you going to that next hour, and if you have something else to look forward to rather than the same boring food, you know, that I think that's going to be helpful.
So, Jennifer, how are you training for this?
Basically, I've avoided Small World.
That's awesome.
So there's that, and just basically, just staying away from it for a while. And I know I'm going to be writing it again because I have a young one who loves it. So
yes,
won't be able to stay away from it forever.
So who do you have joining you? Do you know?
Yes, I have Marcy Holland, Kristen Jensen, Celeste Baird, and April Ernst.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And Phil, what about you? Who's joining you that you know of?
We've got Dale Martin, Robert Schultz. We have Jackie Cabrera, David Koch. We've got you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick and Brittany Brown, Mark Avis. Looks like Brad Garfinkel.
Oh, wow.
Kim Sheroff and Eddie and Anna McCoy.
Eddie McCoy's going.
Eve Vanderpool and possibly my daughter.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So
that's a whole boat.
It is a whole boat. Yeah, we have our own boat. We're getting like a little limousine driving up.
I'm sure that other people will actually appreciate it if we're on our own boat. So
That's true. So you have the fundraising. You have the page set up, and you actually people can order T-shirts too if they want to join, right?
Yes, they can. If you go to thesmallworldchallenge.com. You will find links for everything you need there, including how to participate as well as how to donate. Participation, you do not have to be in a park to participate. We actually have many virtual race participants who have just committed to fundraising or even are just going to donate and run their own race. It's any distance that you want to do. And you can buy the shirt there and be part of it, even if you're not going to be in a park.
So we know Ian Senior, we mentioned on our last show, did a virtual Goofy listening to Small World for 39 plus miles. Do you have any other ideas of what people are doing to join it virtually?
Really just people are just going to go out on their regular training runs and then just kind of support us over social media. We do encourage if you are going to be a virtual race participant, send us pictures on that day and use that hashtag Small World Challenge and just let us know that you're out there and keep in touch, because we definitely want to see that.
Now, Phil, we know that this is a very special occasion, and it just so happens that we are recording this a few days before. We were recording this a few weeks before, but this show is being posted a few days before this, amazing challenge. And this is show 299, so Michelle and I thought that maybe show 300 should be a live show. So Michelle is going to be hosting a Periscope broadcast of the event during the day on Saturday, August 8th. Is it August 8th? Yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yep.
So are you ready for that?
Well, I'm hoping Phil will help co-host too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the boat.
My pleasure.
You could do it on the boat.
We could do it on the boat.
Wow. Everything's better on a boat.
Yeah. So we're going to use the Mickey Miles podcast feed, and we will bring lots of batteries, and we'll be broadcasting all day long.
Wow.
People can join in. So what do you think? That sounds like a good idea?
That sounds awesome.
Cool. So, and Jennifer, you're going to be broadcasting on social media, so people can follow us all day long, right?
Yes, that's awesome that you guys are doing that.
So will you be starting that like first thing?
I don't know. I'm going to say right now, I'm going to put it out there. I don't know that I have the stamina. I've run a marathon with Phil. He's got a lot more stamina. I don't know that I have the stamina to do it all day long, but I'm going to do as much as I can, and definitely will be covering lots of it on Periscope.
How do you plan on maybe doing once an hour on Periscope, maybe 5 or 10 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
That would be good.
Yeah. So, Phil, do you have any ideas?
No, that sounds good. I mean, that's, you're definitely right. You're going to need a lot of batteries, but but I think you manage. I mean, and once an hour is perfect, and you know everybody can kind of follow along and actually see what we're doing, which I think would be interesting. No more than once an hour.
So Phil, last year you raised $2,000, and your goal, you would be over the moon if you did what?
I would really be happy. Last year, I set the goal at 1,500 was the base goal, and then the stretch goal was 2,000. I'd be happy to do that again this year.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So let's hydrate, fill our backpacks with goos, and get ready for this fantastic event. So Phil, why don't you run it down again when you're going to be doing it, and then we'll hand it over to you, Jennifer, for your hours and when you're going to meet up.
Yeah, so you know, on the East Coast, the park is open from 8 a.m. till 12 a.m. So we're going to be there at 8 a.m. and we're gonna hit it hard as long as we possibly can. We've got some all day commitments, we've got some 12-hour commitments, we've got some off and on commitments, but yeah, any commitment is a good one in our eyes. So
I thought the Boston Marathon was hard. Oh my yeah. God! Okay, Jennifer, what about you? Do you make out a little easier on the West Coast?
No, it's 8 to midnight.
Oh my God!
And I'm gonna try and be there the whole time. I like to challenge myself with things like this, so I'm gonna try and stick it out the whole time. So.
Wow. Now you're in school. Maybe you can bring some studying with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my word. Well, this is awesome. So I can't wait to join the East Coast, and I'll join you virtually, Jennifer. Phil, one more time, tell us what we need to do to follow you on social media and follow everybody.
Sure. Actually, all you'll need to do is search for hashtag Small World Challenge, and all the participants will be using that hashtag on the various social networks. So as long as you know that hashtag, you should be able to find everybody and see what's going on throughout the day.
That's great. Okay, so Mike, poor you. You're gonna have to be in New Hampshire, huh?
I'll tell you, I'm gonna be watching. I think I might take photos of you guys, like screen captures of the first Periscope and then the last one. And maybe I can do a virtual something up here.
And there's no alcohol in the Magic Kingdom.
No
right?
alcohol in the Magic Kingdom. But Bailey Towers.
It's very close.
So,
yes, it is.
Phil and Jennifer, good luck, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be epic.
And we will blast it on social media over the next 2 weeks.
So let's see if we could raise $2,000.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Mm. So for Phil Vanderpool and for Jennifer Hart Leaston, and for Michelle Scribner MacLean, is that right?
MacLean.
This is Mike Scopa saying, it's a small world after all.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.